The Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is now outsourcing customer lead tests to independent laboratories. As part of our series, Hidden Poison, digging into Pittsburgh's lead problem, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed visited one of the labs analyzing Pittsburghers' tap water to see how the process works.
About an hour east of Pittsburgh in Indiana, PA, inside a windowless building set far back from the road, the scientists at Environmental Service Laboratories test all kinds of things for safety and compliance with regulations, from drinking water to toys to hazardous waste. Gabriel Taylor is the laboratory director and shows me the machine that analyzes tap water samples for lead.
It's called inductively coupled plasma, optical emission spectroscopy.
A lab tech prepares a tray with 60 different 50 milliliter vials. The instrument has a little robot arm with a long metal tube that sucks the water samples out of the vials and up into the body of the machine.
It has what's called a spray chamber. It's changed into an aerosol, which is basically a vapor. It goes up into the machine. The vapor is just basically excited by a plasma torch.
The plasma torch creates an electromagnetic field, which excites the atoms in the sample. Each element will give off a different wavelength of light, and the machine analyzes that light to see if there is lead in the sample and how much. ESL's chief technology officer, Angela Chapman, says they calibrate the machine using samples with known amounts of lead each morning. With each batch, they feed it quality control samples to make sure it's still on target.
We add the amount of lead to that water so we know what it is. We add 10 milligrams per liter of lead to the QC standard. The instrument processes that standard, and then we know we should get back out 10 milligrams per liter of lead because that's what we put in it.
Chapman says each result should be correct within 5%. As per Environmental Protection Agency standards. So if a sample has 10 milligrams per liter of lead in it, the result should be between 9.5 and 10.5 milligrams per liter. In case that sounds like a lot of lead to you, it is. 10 milligrams per liter is 10,000 parts per billion. The EPA action level is 15 parts per billion, but the highest lead level found in Flint, Michigan was 13,000. So Chapman says it's important to calibrate the machine to identify those very rare but very dangerous levels of lead. It takes just 90 seconds to analyze each sample, about an hour and a half for a whole tray. ESL aims to have results to customers within 2 weeks of receiving the sample. Taylor says only about 60% of the test kits they send out to customers actually make it back to the lab for analysis.
So if anybody has a kit laying around at their house and they haven't sent it in, might be a good time to send that in as a reminder.
I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.